Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Don your safari gear and join me as we meander our way through the jungle. Book, that is. Disney's latest live-action remake of a classic cartoon favorite. Mowgli, abandoned as an infant in the jungle, is raised by the wolves and mentored by a Black Panther friend named Bagheera. All is well until jungle badass Shere Khan catches a whiff of the man. Doesn't it sound like a bunch of drag queens are throwing down with all these names? Bagheera, Shere Khan... I digress. Anyway, Shere Khan catches a whiff of the man cub and vows to eat him. See, what had happened is that a man burned Shere Khan's face with fire known in the jungle as Red Flower. Ooh, girl, let me tell you, I've been burned by more than a few mans in my day. I feel you. Mowgli is forced to leave home and find refuge in the man village. However, can you really ever take the heart of the jungle out of the man cub? The Jungle Book is a delightful and visually masterful spectacle that takes you into the heart of Mother Nature and our childhood. The film, not as campy as I expected, stayed true to Rudyard Kipling's original tale, reflecting the darker side of the circle of life. I mean, it was some straight-up Scar kill Mufasa, ooh, say it again, complete with wildebeest trampling, more fire, more fire, more fire, and of course some crazy-ass monkeys. I thought the little boy was brilliant myself. He was just the right amount of juvenile annoying. Enough that I believed it, but not so much so that I wanted the tiger to eat him in the end. It is insane to think that that entire film was shot in studios. I mean, that's crazy. Maybe now there's hope that uppity white people can don their Panama Jack attire and unnecessary artillery and destroy CGI animals from the comfort of a studio production room. Maybe. With that X-Fill, I give the Jungle Book 4 X's out of 5. Oh, and do yourself a favor and splurge on the 3D IMAX experience. You'll be glad you done did.